Here's a table I hope you won't find too boring, showing the percentage of basic residues in each of the above-referenced anatomical parts of the superhelical ramp, namely helix 1, beta strand 1, and beta strand 2. We certainly don't need to discuss all these numbers, but I would direct your attention to the figures in the bottom row, which show that helix 1 and beta strand 2, at 35 and 36% respectively, are substantially enriched in basic residues, although beta strand 1 at 19% is curiously lacking. Overall, however, as shown in the very last entry in the lower right-hand corner of the table, there are a grand total of 106 amino acid residues in the superhelical ramp, of which 32 are basic, giving an overall figure of 30% basic residues for the entire DNA-binding superhelical ramp. Just to put this in perspective, the 8 histone N-termini, which, in part 2, I'm going to propose to be major DNA binding domains, are 34% basic. Protamine, as shown in our slide presentation on that subject, is considerably more, namely 50% basic. And moreover, unlike histone, where the predominant basic residue is lysine, most of the basic residues in protamine are the powerfully basic amino acid arginine. This establishes, in my opinion at least, a hierarchy of metabolic states as a function of amino acid sequence basicity. I would presume, for example, that a hypothetical protein DNA complex whose protein component was 100% basic residues would be an inert, lifeless crystal. At 50% basic residues, such as is found in protamine, we see a fluid but metabolically inert storage environment, useful mainly for passing DNA from one generation to the next. And at about one-third basic, which we see in histones, you get an environment which also allows for long-term storage of DNA, but also for metabolic interaction with the myriad enzymes which give rise to the processes of somatic life. In other words, the amino acid composition of the superhelical ramp is consistent with what would be expected for DNA binding, but slightly less so than the N-termini of the same histone subunits. Moreover, as we shall see later, there are alignment issues in the superhelical ramp.